I'm now going to speak to Rob Beale from Maurice Owen. Rob, it's 2016 that the Brexit referendum was held. Obviously, it took several years before any deal was established, and there's still discussions over the Northern Ireland trading situation now. Unless it wasn't particularly prevalent in the manifestos or hustings that led to the election. But from what I hear, Brexit has definitely had a big impact on the country. What do you hear?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's had a big impact, and I think it's still going to have an impact going forward. What's interesting, I've had these conversations recently with a number of businesses where certainly where they're subsidiaries of overseas companies, where they're starting to say, you know what, is it a bit too difficult to have a company in the UK? Maybe we just need to move that company over to mainland Europe because it's a bit easier, and we might keep a small presence in the UK just to do UK business. Equally, I've got clients that are importing or exporting who are just finding it that little bit more difficult each year. And again, they're looking at different mechanics of how to try and resolve these issues because it becomes more and more problematic as we go along. I guess the other thing, I'm not talking about business now, I'm talking about private individuals and all of that side of it. It's not going to be that long before we need to get our visa almost to go on holiday in mainland Europe. You know, and that's going to be a pain in the backside just in terms of actually getting that side of it sorted out. So I think, as you say, it's a long time ago that Brexit happened, but we're still seeing and will continue to see the impact of that on our daily lives.
Absolutely. Certainly the cost element is one that I'm hearing. You know, if people are importing or exporting, that's definitely had an impact. And of course, the logistics of it have been much, much trickier. And then as you've just mentioned there, from a personal perspective of travel, clearly, we always used our passports, but they now have to be stamped, don't they? And it's a 90-day stay. And as you just alluded to there, there's going to be a visa situation coming in where we all have to give our fingerprints and that sort of stuff. I don't think it's passed into EU law yet, but I know it's being discussed. It's obvious in a way, isn't it, that there's got to be some attention given to getting a bit closer to the EU certainly from a trade perspective, hasn't there?
I think there has to be, and I guess the balance that the government will have is what do they need to give away in order for that to happen? You know, Brexit was there, okay, you could say it was off the back of immigration, but fundamentally Brexit was there so that we had the ability for our own sovereignty and to make our own rules. And we've seen, certainly in some taxes and VAT, that actually, whereas 8 years ago we used to have the same rules as Europe, we've started to make differences there. And to some degree, Europe's looked at that and said, well, if you're going to make those differences, we're going to make life a bit more difficult for you. And therefore, if we want to get closer and make trade much easier than perhaps it has been, we may have to start to look at those things and say, yeah, the relationship's got to change and we've got to get a bit more in line with them.
Yeah. I do think, observing the sort of geopolitical situation, though, that, you know, a block that is one is just not achievable. You know, if you take Hungary at the moment, you know, that have aligned themselves quite closely to Russia, I mean, geographically, they're positioned right in the middle of Europe, you know, very central. So to fall out with Hungary is not a good thing. But for Hungary to have the opportunity to veto things, you know, with one vote, I mean, you can see why it was, you know, not easy to manage, let's say, and probably the whole constitution of the EU probably isn't right. I mean, clearly, you know, I'm observing it from afar and I'm certainly sniping rather than suggesting any solutions. But it's a tricky one, isn't it?
Well, I think from my point, I was anti-Brexit. I actually wanted to stay in Europe. But at the same time, looking, for example, at the UK, I could see that the government was struggling to get one economic policy that worked well for London and for the North.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Let alone having an area as big as Europe with all the differentials there, trying to have one economic policy that worked for Portugal as it did for Hungary or something
exactly,
like that.
Exactly. Northern Europe versus the Mediterranean. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, yeah, Paris versus the Balkans. Of course. Exactly. Yeah. Very interesting. Well, Bill, thanks very much for your thoughts.
Thanks.